About the time that I was going into middle school, my parents came up with a very novel concept that when Christmas was coming, up until that point, I was always the one that kind of received the gifts. And then they decided around that time that I would also have to get gifts for my parents and then my brother and sister. So I wasn't just receiving, but also giving. And so then there's this challenge, of course, of getting the perfect gift. And one of the gifts I have, of course, I'm biased, but I have the best mom in the entire world. And there was this one just traumatic thing that I'll share that happened to me in one of these first moments of buying Christmas gifts. I got from my mother this, I thought it was just the most greatest thing ever, like a little kind of like foot spa that I think when you're all done, it like had water in it. I think it was supposed to be like a massage of some type for the feet. And even had on the box, I'm in middle school, like as seen on TV, it was like $32. I thought it was the greatest thing. And my mom opened it on Christmas, and I think she was happy to get a gift, but it was not the gift that she wanted. And she returned it and gave me the money back even, this sense. And I joke with her about that. She's well aware of this joke that we have about this foot spa from back in the day. But it's interesting because sometimes there's gifts that we receive and we're not willing to kind of take them on. Now, a middle schooler giving a gift to mom is not the same as God giving a gift to us. But here's the point. As much as Christmas is a time about giving, God, more than anything, wants to prepare our hearts to receive Him. To receive Him. And many times in our life, God is blessing us moment by moment, day after day, but our hearts are closed to those blessings. Our hearts are saying, Jesus, I want something else. Give me this thing that I really want. When God blesses us day after day after day. The gospel, Jesus warns us, beware that your hearts not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness. Many times our hearts get drowsy when we're waiting for God and we're saying, God, where are you in this? And our hearts kind of start to get sad. When all along, Advent is a time to remind ourselves that God is blessing us every single day, that God wants to captivate us with His love, that God wants to make Himself known every single day. Gratitude is the secret to unlocking the blessings of God. Each day, are we reflecting on this day and thinking, where have I encountered Jesus? How has God blessed me? How can I be grateful? Our theme as we enter into Advent is to the stable and beyond. And so we think back to the stable, Christ's first coming, but we think of that beyond reality, that Jesus comes into our lives every day. Just the moment that we're here at 7:30 in the morning, that we're able to open our eyes and be here and worship God, what a blessing. What a gift that God has given us in this very moment. No matter how tired we may be, God is blessing us at this very moment. As we enter into this season of Advent, let us always be open and attentive to the blessings that God has given us. Those blessings that He's given us that we don't even know of. Gratitude is a way of preparing our hearts to receive the blessings that Jesus dazzles us with, that He pours out upon us each and every day.